Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, we're back on a Monday. In a few minutes, we'll get to our favorite plays in Monday Night Football. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. Before we get to Monday Night Football, let's at least discuss for a little bit the circus that was the weekend in college football.
So much fun.
And you know there's nothing like college football when you see a coach leave for another job on a private plane where dozens of students are holding up the middle finger and jeering him as he gets on the plane to leave. So, of course, I'm talking about Lane Kiffin, who is headed from Ole Miss to LSU. But, Den, I feel like lost in the sauce in all this is the fact that Ole Miss is actually one of the top 10 teams in the country. Lane Kiffin said he lobbied to coach for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss said, no, we're moving on. Get the hell out of here. But does this affect your handicap on Ole Miss? Like, I don't think in any way that the committee can look at Ole Miss because they're not a bubble team and be like, well, Lane Kiffin's not the coach anymore. We're going to kick you out. I don't think that's going to happen. And the odds reflect that. Like, Ole Miss is in. But do you think moving forward, now that Lane Kiffin is going to get paid all this money, obviously he means something to a team, do you think this takes away Ole Miss and their potential at possibly winning a national championship?
Yes. Definitively, yes. That's the part that sucks about this, is that this was Lane Kiffin's opportunity to do something that everyone said he was incapable of doing, and winning big football games and winning a national championship. Without him, he is, for however you feel about him personally, and I know there's a lot of people that personally don't feel very good about him right now, however you feel about him personally, that dude can call some plays. And he can put right. your quarterback in a situation to be really successful. I mean, let's not forget that Trinidad Chambliss was literally playing Division II last year. And he just took Ole Miss and led them to the college football playoff, which, by the way, there's going to be at least one or two voices in that room, Chelsea. As much as I don't think it's going to happen, there's going to be at least one or two voices in that room that do bring up that conversation of, hey, do we want to keep them in, even though their offensive coaching staff, which has been their bread and butter, has gotten completely gutted because Lane Kiffin is taking all of them to LSU. Those voices won't win, but those conversations will be had. And to be fair, that's the duty of the committee. They're supposed to have those conversations. But I cannot bet on them. I can't. Unless by some unbelievable stroke of luck, they match up with a Group of Five team, which they won't. I can't bet on them against another quality opponent right now without Lane Kiffin. And this is a domino that I never wanted to fall, as someone that still does believe in joy and hope in the world. I never wanted a coach to leave a chance at a championship to go chase a championship somewhere else. You know, we've seen so many dominoes fall in college football, like when Christian McCaffrey sat out a New Year's Six bowl game for the first time. That was the first domino that led to everyone starting to sit out games if they did not play in the college football playoff, which now just leads everyone to sit out bowl games, period, right? And then we get the NIL and transfer portal and all of the madness that has ensued with that. But still, hilariously, in my own mind, I thought, well, surely a coach is never going to give up an opportunity to win a championship. And Lane Kiffin has now done that. And he can justify that in whichever way he wants to. I don't even fault him for that. The LSU job only comes open so often. I know Brian Kelly wasn't there that long, but that it feels like that job only comes open so often. And it's a really great job to have. But it does suck that he is leaving his team high and dry to go take that job. And Ole Miss is now more likely than not going to get the doors blown off of them in the college football playoff.
Right, because Lane Kiffin is such a good offensive play caller. And you're like, okay, well, who's the interim head coach? Oh, it's Pete Golding, who is their defensive coordinator. And I don't think anybody has looked at Ole Miss's defense this year and be like, whoa, that defense is really good. That can lead them to a national championship. No, the defense has been their weakness this year. So it's going to be problems moving forward for Ole Miss. I know they're probably in shambles today, or they're just extremely mad. But I will say this for Lane Kiffin and for LSU, I think the standards are still going to be really high, because at LSU, it feels like if you don't win a national championship, like, you know, you're gone within 3 years. So I know they gave him this big deal, but I don't know. Do you think he can win a national championship at LSU? He's certainly going to have the resources. And I feel like he was very close at Ole Miss. Like, obviously, we don't know what would happen if he stayed there, but I don't know. I still think it is very difficult to win a national championship, but that's going to be the standard at LSU.
I think he can. And to be honest, Chelsea, I think that he will. I look at the way that the last two coaches ended at LSU, and Brian Kelly, we have learned, not a very nice person. It makes it really easy to let go of a guy that's not a nice person and not having success. And on top of that, he didn't exactly do things the way that LSU wanted him to do things. We laugh at his recruiting videos. It turns out that that was basically all the recruiting he was doing. Outside of that, he's hanging out on a beach. He's playing golf. He's doing some things that you should not be doing if you are a head coach of the LSU Tigers. You've got to be out there on the recruiting trail, something that I think Lane Kiffin will do a little bit better. And then there's the Ed O situation. He really liked being Ed Orgeron. Like, really, really liked being Ed O. And I know a lot of people bring up, well, they fired Ed O right after he won a championship. There were reasons. And it's because he really liked being Ed Orgeron. Like, there's a lot of stories that came out about how he was handling himself that was not at a championship level. It's not even at, like, a average employee level. It was like, he's doing what? He's bringing who around? He's treating this section like what? Like, he was doing some very odd things, and that's why he got let go. Lane Kiffin, say whatever you want about him in terms of the unique character that he is. I don't think he's going to fall into the trap that Ed Orgeron did, and he feels like a much nicer person and a much easier person to deal with than Brian Kelly, which I think at this point, I know this is fresh on everybody's mind, but it does feel like that's much more of a negative referendum on what Brian Kelly was like behind the scenes. And from what I have heard, Chelsea, and I'm sure from people that you have talked to and you have heard from, whatever you have heard about Brian Kelly and how negative it was behind the scenes, it was worse.
I feel like the bar is very low.
Very low.
For, you know, overall character, and if the person is nice, when you're saying, yeah, compared to Brian Kelly, it's a low bar, because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of fans in Mississippi right now who are not looking at Lane Kiffin like, this is the guy you're calling nice? Guy that left us high and dry. All right, so I wanted to throw this one last tweet in here before we move on to Monday Night Football, because Rick Pitino tweeted this out, head coach of St. John's in college basketball. And it's funny because I always read, like, tweets in their voices, so, like, imagine that as well. He says, I'm not knocking football, but there's something wrong with their calendar. I'm at SJU, and we're potentially a one seed and can win a national championship this year, and I leave in March? What's going on here? But touche, Rick Pitino. I thought it was a good point.
I mean, thank you, Rick Pitino, for not understanding the calendar. The calendar does screw coaches, because you have to act like these athletes are students first. They're not. They play football, but you have to act like they're students first, and guys want to transfer so they can get in to the next school by the next semester. No one's new semester.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Master is starting in April. So, like, thank you, Rick Pitino, for the wise words.
Right. The semesters work differently and fall differently when it comes to college basketball. All right, so from Rick Pitino to Monday Night Football, let's go to the Giants and the Patriots squaring off tonight as the Patriots home favorites by 7.5 points. Total 46.5 in this one. So obviously the Patriots look like the much better team. Right now, standing at 10-2, the Giants just 2-10. They fired their head coach. They fired their defensive coordinator. Across the board, their defense looks like a mess, with the exception of maybe some pieces on the defensive line. Jackson Dart is back, though, if that means something to you. 7.5 points, however, is a lot in the NFL. And the Patriots have won a lot of games by a close margin. So, Denton, I think we both probably look at this game and say, okay, the Patriots are going to win. But the question is, by how much would you bet on the Patriots to cover?
That 7.5 number is a big number on primetime, especially because we've seen these big numbers on primetime and they have not gone that way. Most recently with last night with the Broncos and the Commanders. I remember last week with the Texans led by Davis Mills and the Bills. Bills were big favorites. Texans pulled the upset outright. So I'm a little cautious about laying a big time number. Now, with that said, I don't think the Giants are very good. And that certainly has to fall into the handicap. That is an absolute hellhole and a disaster of a franchise right now, which we knew it was going to be. They should have let go of Brian Daboll before the season. For whatever the reason, they decided to keep him for one extra year, which that does set your quarterback back at least another year as well with next year. But again, they didn't think about that. They're not that's not a smart operating organization. I don't know that anybody has ever accused the Giants of being geniuses. They just don't. The Mara family, they're not geniuses when it comes to the NFL. I just don't know that I can trust the Giants in these spots. I think if you're going to play this game in any capacity, you have to look at the prop side of things, or maybe you look at the total at 46.5, but I don't even know if I feel really confident about that. I feel like if you're going to make money on this one with this kind of line, Chelsea, it has to be through way of props.
Yeah, and just to entertain the other side for just a second, I think maybe the case to be made for the Giants is the fact that the Patriots have played some other bad teams in the league pretty closely. Like, if you look at last game, the Patriots won over the Bengals without Joe Burrow by 6 points, 26-20. If you look at their game against the Saints back on October 12th, they won that game by 6 points, 25-19. So I think 7.5 is too big of a number for me to trust the Patriots with, especially at this point in the season where it's a primetime game. I feel like it's more about surviving and advancing as opposed to covering the number. But that being said, the Giants, like you mentioned, could be a complete disaster in this game. And on paper, it just doesn't look like a great matchup. Giants giving up the most rush yards per game of any defense in the NFL, and they're bottom third against the pass. So it just feels like this Patriots offense, who's number four in scoring offense in the league, should be able to put up a lot of points against this Giants lackluster defense that just fired their defensive coordinator. But like you mentioned, we are betting on this game just in a different way. I'm going to go to the props market. I'm going to go with Tyrone Tracy, running back for the Giants, over 2.5 receptions for -125. If you look at him in the last couple games, he has been used as a part of the passing game a little bit more. 4 catches for 51 yards, 3 catches for 68 yards in his last two games. And here's the thing, when a defense is really good at stopping the run, I feel like these short and dumpy passes to the running back are the way to go, especially for somebody like Jackson Dart, who is coming back in the fold after being injured. I think this is the way that you play this game in the props market, and I'm going to depend on Tyrone Tracy to catch a few passes.
I'm looking at a Jackson Dart interception prop tonight, Chelsea. He's back. after suffering a concussion. They have made it clear that, hey, you might need to adjust the play style a little bit. He had been playing a little recklessly, and that's very common, it feels like, when you make the transition from college football to the NFL. You're very athletic in college. You're not nearly as athletic in the NFL. Like, these guys are legitimately built differently. So because of that, I think he's going to be in the pocket more. I think he might be pressing a little bit more. And the number is significantly better on an interception prop than I would have thought. You can get Jackson Dart over half an interception for minus 110. So I feel like, as far as props are concerned, I'm going to roll with that one. I was of the belief, I don't know why I thought this, I was of the belief that I was going to see Jackson Dart over half an interception, like minus 190. So seeing that at minus 110, I feel very good as the gambler that that is favorable to me numbers-wise. And because I am of the belief that he is going to have to mightily adjust his play style, I kind of like it. So I'm going to bet Jackson Dart. I'm going to have, more likely than not, at my best bets, over half an interception for him.
I think the reason the number is where it is, and I'm not saying this is a bad bet, I'm just saying this is why it's minus 110, is because Jackson Dart, the numbers suggest that, you know, he hasn't thrown that many interceptions. 10 touchdowns to 3 picks this year. And if you look at his last 5 games, he's only thrown 1 pick. So I think that's probably where the oddsmakers get these numbers. I'm real interested to see what they do with him when it comes to the run game. Like, how many design runs are we going to see from Jackson Dart? Because he is very prolific when he is a runner. But also think about this. Like, what's the overall goal of the Giants organization right now? I think it is to protect your future, and Jackson Dart is your future. So when you have a new head coach in the fold who's not coaching for his job anymore like Brian Daboll was, I think that it would be smart if they're not just, you know, giving the ball to Jackson Dart and treating him like a running back.
Like, you got to protect him. You got to protect the quarterback. Right. He is now, one, he is going to draw the attention of the next head coach. You're going to hope to entice him, be like, hey, you want to come coach us? Well, you get to work with Jackson Dart and look at all of the things that he did good last year. And we can fix up these things here and there, because you're not going to be in the market for a new quarterback in the 2026 draft, and there's other positions of need that the Giants have on the offensive and defensive side. So I think you're 100% right. You got to protect him. Don't have him running out there like crazy. I throw a pick, Mr. Dart. I'm begging you. I need your boy needs a win. I had a bad week last week. Your boy needs a win.
Oh, man. But so do, like, Ole Miss fans. Like, man, they're down bad. They're looking at Jackson Dart like, hey, he went to Ole Miss. Maybe he'll give us something. Probably not. All right, coming up next, our best bets come your way after the break, where we have our money today. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.